a guest in the studio, and forgive me, I've forgotten you were turning up, but it's Dominic, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Dominic Wood?
Dominic Wood, yeah,
nice
that's right,
to
yeah.
meet you, Dominic.
Nice to meet you.
And you are currently a student at Platform One?
Yeah, Platform One, studying music production.
How long have you been there?
I've been there since last year, so I'm in my second year now, and I'm hoping to move on to the degree level for 3 years after.
So are you like a musician, or are you somebody that sits in the studio and sort of...
Yeah, I'm the studio man. You're person the that sits at the desks and
so you make
makes
it
the
all
songs.
Happen.
Yeah, I'm the behind-the-scenes guy.
Now, I love the fact that you've got people that are incredibly talented and play guitar and drums and so on, but I think it's even more of a talent when you've got someone sat in the studio that's bringing it all together.
To manage them all, yeah.
Yeah, so have you produced anything lately?
I have, yeah. We're working on an album for a charity event this year, and I've also produced songs for the past year for various different bands.
Go on, name them.
Main band is called Third Time Lucky.
Right.
Yeah, which is the main band I'm working with. But I have made songs for other bands, but they haven't actually released anything yet.
Okay, but you've produced a load.
I have produced a load, yeah.
All right, okay. And when you say my band, are you in the band itself, or are you just the producer?
It's sort of like a partnership, so I wouldn't be called a band member, but I'm sort of tied with them to help them make their songs.
Do you play guitar and do singing and vocals and piano and stuff yourself?
No, not with them though, but I do play piano for my own songs, yeah.
Okay, so you've got your own songs as well?
Yeah.
Oh wow, you should send some in to us and we'll put them on the air.
Oh, I'm sure I could, yeah.
Yeah, please do, we'll sort that out in a moment. Now, you're looking for something to do at Vectis Radio, so we got plenty.
Brilliant.
For you to do, and we'll talk about that in a wee while. But as I say, you're a student until when? Next year? Year after?
Degree lasts 3 years, but I'm not sure if I'll go to master's level or not. So it would be until 2028.
Okay, so you're not... 2028, that seems so far away.
It does, yeah.
So you're not sure whether you go to degree, masters, is that why is that then?
I'm just not sure if I want to do it yet or not.
Oh right, not that you don't feel that you're good enough, because I'm sure you are.
Well, thank you very much. But yeah,
okay, fascinating. I've watched quite a few things recently with bands going into a recording booth and doing all those things, and I think to myself, I look at the person that's got to pull it all together. I don't know whether you saw this over Christmas, but they had the Band-Aid. Do they know it's Christmas time? And they showed you the documentary of how it all came together, and all the artists were all in one place at mainly one time. There were a couple of people that turned up late and did their thing and went and so on. But I watched Midgeur in the production seat trying to pull all this thing together and looking at him and thinking, you've got a hell of a job there, because you've got 100 egos that are all thinking, oh, you should do it this way, or you should do it that way, and so on. And I saw these people giving him advice, and you could kind of see him just sort of getting a little bit, not frustrated, but just sort of being a bit sort of, all right, okay.
Yeah, you do have to put up with everyone when you're in that position.
So how do you deal with that then?
Often you can just sort of laugh it off, but yeah, sometimes it does get in the way and it does slow your progress making a song.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I would imagine that, it's music. It's people. I've seen one of the other documentaries I watched The Beatles, and they were putting together an album, and Paul McCartney was very vocal, George Harrison was very vocal, John Lennon was very vocal, and Ringo Starr just played the drums in the background cracking jokes. And
course,
it was almost like, well, we think it should sound this way, and I think it should sound this way, and so on. So I would imagine it's creativity, isn't it?
The clash of the minds, really, isn't it?
All right.
Everyone's got different ideas and they all sort of want to get theirs at the top.
Is there anyone's style of music that you focus on?
I do enjoy creating sort of orchestral style pieces, yeah. But I dabble with everything, really, from jazz to rock to anything. Yeah.
Excellent. Because then I guess you don't know what you're going to, what to expect when you go in. Every day's a new day, isn't it? So where do you want to be in 10 years?
My main goal as a musician is to try and work with a game studio making game music,
right,
soundtracks and such. So my main goal would be to try and secure a job at a big game studio.
Yeah. Now, I mean, obviously, there's been lots and lots of people that have come through Platform One, and they've got this excellent, excellent setup. Do you know what this room used to be?
No.
This room used to be the original Platform One studio.
Oh, did it?
Where you're sat right now.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, so it's 20-plus years now, I'm pretty sure.
Wow. But,
they do a fantastic job up there, and it's something that I take my hat off to, and I say to the brothers, is it the Pontin brothers?
Yeah, Pontin, yeah.
I think they've done incredibly well up there.
And they have, yeah.
A really, really good setup, and they've had some talented people come out of Platform One. I think Wet Leg went there, did they?
Yeah, they did, yeah, and now they've got, I think it's 2 Grammys, isn't it?
That's wonderful, isn't it?
That's brilliant. And, it's amazing.
Is there anybody else out there you think, well, look out for them because they've got talent?
I think I don't want to, you know, boast too much, but the band I work with is actually probably the best there, I would say.
Come on, what's the name of the band again?
Third Time Lucky.
Third Time Lucky. Yeah. Now, we did have a band, someone that used to do a show for us on a Wednesday. His name was John Hacker. We called him John Lee Hacker because he was a musician, but I think he was into the folk music, and he was in a band called Second Time Around, which is similar to Third Time Lucky.
Similar,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Brilliant name. Great name. So what sort of, is that orchestral stuff that you're doing for
them? No, they do more sort of indie stuff, sort of pop rock.
Okay. So what have you got, guitars, singers?
Guitars, vocals, yeah, that sort of thing.
Do you write music yourself?
I haven't so far, no, not proper songwriting.
Is that something you want to do later on?
Yeah, definitely, absolutely.
Okay. But the gaming thing, you mentioned that's what you want to do in about 10 years' time. Is that that's something that I look at and think, that's huge now.
It is, yeah.
It's
a massive industry.
So do you have to go, you know, once you've learnt your trade and your craft and so on, do you then have to leave the island to make a living?
Well, potentially you could work from home. You might not have to go anywhere. You could secure an online presence and build up a portfolio and get loads of gigs.
Okay. Well, let's hope that happens. Do you want to stick around for a bit?
I don't mind.
Because you can be my co-host for the next half an hour if you like. Have you got to be anywhere?
I do later, actually, yeah.
So maybe short but sweet. I'm not saying you've got to stay in all day.
No, yeah.
All right, well, we'll play some local music. Have you ever heard of Andy Roberts?
No, actually, no.
Okay, Andy Roberts sends us some stuff on a regular basis, and this is a song called Mazé, and it's coming out after a word from our sponsor.
Local music by local musicians on Vectis Radio.
Local music sponsored by Willie's Guitar Shop. Visit them on 12 Shooters Hill, Cowes, or call 242 680.
There is a shows and musicals programme that started throughout the Christmas period. Nick Atfield is presenting this on Thursdays between 7 and 9. So tomorrow night, check Nick out with all of her musicals and movie tracks and so on. Does that appeal to you, being we've got Dominic in, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Making a soundtrack for a movie.
Oh, that would be amazing, yeah. That would be brilliant. If you could go around and hear people talking about what music you've made or seeing it live, it would be brilliant, yeah.
I mean, I watch these things where they're showing you, especially when you watch the animated stuff, and you'll see somebody there, a musician, and they're in the studio or whatever, and they're doing and they're playing things and they're watching and they're playing to sort of suit the film itself. I just think, I find that fascinating.
It is really, yeah. I know it sounds a bit corny to say, but music is magic, I think. It really does sort of change your emotions. A lot of the time.
You're creating magic, aren't you? Especially when you've got, I mean, we mentioned the Beatles earlier on, when you've got, you know, such a creative bunch of people and they're all wanting to do their own thing, but they've all got great ideas. How do you bring that together in, you know, and make one cake, so to speak? It's a fascinating thing. Now, you're going to be doing some stuff for us over the coming weeks, and what we've suggested is that you're going to do a band review, but you've got to okay this first.
I can certainly try, yeah.
So the bands are going to be from Platform One?
Yeah.
How many bands are there at the moment?
Currently, I think about 5 or 6, something like that.
So you could do a review on all of those, how they're doing,
yeah.
How they're doing, bring some tracks down, play some tracks, That would be great, wouldn't
That'd
it?
That'd be brilliant, yeah.
Yeah, I love the idea of that. What's the process when you go to Platform One? Because you'll find it out now when you come to Vectis Radio that it's probably no different in a way. We're just doing different things, but it's a similar process. We put things down and work out some projects and so on. But are you asked to sort of form a band with other people that are going to Platform One?
No, it's sort of split into sections. So because I'm on the production side, I'm sort of assigned to a band, whereas the bands themselves, they sort of form each other.
Okay, but and then you get assigned to a particular band,
yeah.
So when you first joined then, your interest was, you know, music, and yes, you could play, but more importantly, you're into the production side of things.
Yeah, I was into the composition, making music side of things, rather than playing on a stage, for example.
Because there's obviously so many youngsters that are, you know, going up to Platform One. I talk to young kids from the last 10 years that we've been doing the 4Ps, and they say, oh yeah, I'm off to Platform One, I'm going up there, I can learn guitar and so on. But I don't hear very often the production side mentioned.
No, it's a smaller group, so the performance team is sort of about 20 people per year.
Right.
Whereas production guys, we've only got 9 this year.
Wow.
So it's half, yeah.
So who inspires you?
Various composers in different game studios. So there's one called Gareth Coker.
Old Gareth. Yeah.
he made the music for various different games. The main soundtrack he made was for Ori
right.
games, yeah.
Right.
It's beautiful. It's just the most amazing thing ever.
Do you come across... I mean, because let's be honest, if you're watching like mainstream TV, listen to mainstream radio, you're going to pick up on stuff. So how do you find that music? Is it in case you watch or you play a game and you think, who does the music on this?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. You play a game and you just think, wow, this is brilliant. I want to learn more.
So you are that person when you watch a film credit, you're looking for who wrote the music.
Who made the music?
Made the music.
Michael Giacchino or Hans Zimmer or that sort of thing.
I've heard of him. Who's your ultimate? Who's the one that you look up to and think, yeah, wow, I want to aspire to that?
It's probably him. It's probably Hans Zimmer, to be honest. Yeah, just mainly the Pirates of the Caribbean soundtrack. It inspired me from a very young age. Just watching that movie, it's brilliant.
I'm just trying to think of that brilliant piece of music that's about 2 minutes long. That is, I mean, it's probably longer than that. But the piece that really captures it was, I can't remember where it goes. It's very similar to the bloke Michael Flatley does a dance to, isn't it? A bit of a classical. So that's your bag. Classical.
Yeah, that is my main inspiration. Yeah.
All right. So how long have you? I mean, when because you're what 17 now?
18 now. Yeah.
18. Well, so what did you? When did you get into the classical?
I can't remember, to be honest, but I studied music at GCSE level, and I composed my first piece in year 7, so I would have been about 12.
Wow.
I don't remember what inspired me then, but it just sort of came to me naturally.
So I might be talking to a future genius.
I wouldn't call myself that, but, you know, your word's not mine.
Well, I mean, because, like you said, there's not that many people that are, you know, because most people just want to be a rock star, a singer.
Definitely, yeah.
Maybe a songwriter, but the production side of things, I think that's fascinating, bringing it all together.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, okay, what do you think of Coldplay?
I don't mind Coldplay.
That's good, because they're coming up next.
Brilliant.
Do you know, I listen to Coldplay now, and I listen to the way that they produce their music and so on, and that they are brilliantly produced, and they've got this fantastic sound about them. That's Coldplay, and All My Love. Are you? Do you know who produces them? Is it the main chap that?
I'm not sure actually. No.
All right, so maybe you can find out next week.
We can find out. Yeah,
that's your history. That's your homework.
That's my homework.
Next week. So, do you hail from the island?
I was born here. Yeah.
So what school did you what school do you go to? And
primary it was Oakfield in Ryde, and then secondary it was the Island Free School in Ventnor.
Okay, when you look back now, and you can say this now because you've left school.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm not trying to stir trouble within schools, because I know that at the moment there's a school situation where they're wanting to close a few to improve things and so on and so forth. Here you are, aged 18. and you are a musician and you're also training to be a music producer and so on. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Do you, when you look back at your school years, did you have the right encouragement? Was the right things in place for what you really wanted to do?
Definitely, yeah.
Good.
My time at the free school, if I hadn't gone there, I would have never even discovered music. It was my inspiration.
So we should shout about that. It's a positive, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think there's too many negatives about what the schools don't do and what they can do and what they don't do and so on. And I think it's a fascinating thing. And I know that there's talk of closing this school and doing something slightly different with other schools because times move on and things change. And I'm all for modernising and making things better. But we shouldn't forget that you went through this system and you've come out the other side and you've got this great knowledge, and it wasn't something that happened after school, it was something that happened while you were at school.
Happened during, yeah, definitely.
Okay, any inspiration from any of those schools? Teacher-wise, there must be some people...
Teacher-wise, there was one teacher, Mr. Edgington, who actually went to Platform 1 as well, and he taught me music in Year 11. And then before that, it was Mr. Bulsh as well.
Wow. Did he go to Platform 1 as well?
I don't believe so, no. But he was a very nice man.
Yeah. But Mr. Edgington,
yes,
was a former student of Platform 1?
Yeah, there's actually a photo of him on the wall in one of the rooms.
Oh, that's a wonderful little story, isn't it? Because it's a great advert for Platform 1 and what they actually do, because... Here, look, this guy, he didn't make it as a rock star, but he's now passing... I'm guessing he didn't.
I don't know.
But he's now a teacher, and he's now passing on what he's learned and, his enthusiasm, his skill, to people like yourself who might just make it. So I can see you picking up an Oscar at some point in the next few years, and you're probably going to say, I've got to say big thanks to... what's his name again?
Mr. Edgington.
Mr. Edgington. How wonderful. What a great story.
Yeah, it does come full circle. Yeah.
Now, we've got to go into a quick break. We're going to come back with... what do you fancy? I don't fancy New Kids on the Block. Are you a big fan? Pick one of those songs. Which one appeals to you?
What about... We'll go for good Paul. Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney?
Yeah.
I've heard of him. All right, we'll do some Paul McCartney, and that's coming up after a quick break.